Mojo in the Morning, Channel 955. Now, you work for the Oakland County Sheriff's Office, and we appreciate you calling. How are you doing this morning? Doing all right?
Nothing. How you doing?
Good. What's happening?
Nothing. I'm just listening to you guys, and I think this is wonderful that you guys are doing this.
Parents aren't aware sometimes, so they let a kid have the computer in their own room, or they're not home when kids are on the computer all day. And these younger children are at such great risk. I don't think the parents realize how easy it is for even a smart kid to be under the influence.
Oh, my daughter's 7, and I don't go into chat rooms, and I don't allow her to even go on the internet yet unless she's supervised. It's bad enough that you have to live with it, but to know that they can get to your kids before, you know, they even meet them is just horrid.
I've just put a list online. If people go to mojoonthemorning.com, I put a list of, first of all, internet safety tips for your children, but also the cyber tip line in Michigan if you need help or you think something might be going on that's weird, but a list of links that parents can use to find out what you can do to make your computer safe and how you can teach your kids to be safe on the computer. And I'm also putting up the actual chat. If you want to read the actual online chat between us and the 50-year-old teacher, I'm going to post that right now, mojoonthemorning.com.
Great. Have you guys thought about getting together with more local police departments doing this?
Last week we had somebody.
I know you had Wayne County, I think.
We had Wayne County and
the Macomb County Internet Task Force. Yeah.
So. Oh, that is so wonderful. I hope that other people that work for other police departments are listening and are able to get with you guys, because I think this is great.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let me grab Ellen here for a second, because Ellen, you're willing to do this. Ellen?
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Your mom?
I am a mother of 6 children.
We didn't call the one last week back. We gave that to the Atlanta people, the Atlanta authorities. But let's see, maybe we can call this guy back.
Okay.
And see if he'll pick up. And you on there as a person that is a mother that has to protect your kids.
Okay.
To maybe talk. And I don't know what, you know, who knows what will happen. Hang on the phone for a second. Let me
just remember when he picks up that we are on the radio, so don't curse.
Yeah.
I'm gonna talk first.
Or you know, we'll both talk.
We'll go on with you.
Okay.
Just because I don't know what kind of.
Okay. I don't use bad language anyway.
Good. But I know when people get heated, though.
I know.
It's 8:18 right now, Channel 955. You just missed it just a little bit before 7 o'clock. We
you
caught.
Have reached the Sprint TCS voicemail box of.
Yeah.
Jerry. To leave a voice,
you want to leave a message?
Press 1.
Sure.
Or just wait for the tone. To send a numerical.
If you just missed it before 7 o'clock, we were on with a guy who was an internet predator.
At the tone,
we caught him online and he gave us his phone number. And
finished recording.
Turns out that it's his
hang up or press
cell phone number
for more options.
I don't know what your name is. I guess I don't care. But I'm the mother of 6 children, and I am thoroughly disgusted. And as a person who works in the field of mental health and sees the results of what you do to these kids, I'm begging you to please go get help. Think of this as one of your own children out there. Please. And I hope you listen to me. You can get help, and you can best help these kids by stop being the predator that you are. Because the cycle will go on if you don't go get help and if you do this to any more kids.
All right, I'm going to hand the phone. And Ellen, that was great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I noticed something, though, that was interesting. It was a Sprint number. Is there anybody working for Sprint that if we were able to
track? I know somebody that works for
Sprint.
My son-in-law's sister.
I wonder if we would be able to track it through that Sprint phone number of who owns that phone.
I think you can pull up from the phone number who owns that account. So.
Really?
Yeah, I do know somebody who works for Sprint. So, it's a family member, actually.
We'll see if we can get in contact with some people from Sprint. Thank you so much for calling, Ellen.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
You too.